You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
This is MLB.com Extras, Detroit Tigers edition. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz, joined by Jason Beck. And Detroit Tigers have wasted no time this winter getting down to business. Probably not surprising. Dave Dombrowski is a guy who's known to get down to business when he knows what he wants. He gets after it, and you got to respect that. Almost immediately re-signed Victor Martinez, a move I think a lot of us expected. We knew Victor wanted to stay in Detroit. We knew Detroit, how much they valued him in the middle of their lineup and in their clubhouse. So Beck, that contract obviously came together very quickly. And then when you hear the particulars about what was going on behind the scenes, you understand why. Mike Ilitch telling Vic, I'm going to take care of you at season's end. And Vic, even during the summer, going to Dave Dombrowski and company and saying, I really want to be a Tiger. This is home for me. So what's this contract mean for them going forward?
Well, I think it's a sign that Mike Ilitch is going to be involved again this offseason, which a lot of times in the past has meant that it's hard to predict what the Tigers are going to do. When he gets active, really the notion of a set payroll goes out the window, and the notion of a team trying to do what it takes to win kind of trumps everything. He was involved in the Miguel Cabrera trade years back. He was involved in trying to get David Price and being willing to extend the payroll on that. He likes having big names here, but I think more than anything, he has a history of being loyal to the guys who win. And when you look at the track record of what the Tigers have done, since Victor Martinez came here, it's hard to challenge that, the idea that he's been a key part of these guys winning at least three of the four straight AL Central titles. I know he was out for the 1 year in 2012, but he was a huge part of the reason they were able to keep it going last year or this past season.
Yeah, it's tough because if there's one place position player-wise in this market to get value, it's probably designated hitter because there might be more guys than jobs available in the American League looking ahead to 2015. And yet, the four-year, $68 million in Vic makes sense just because, again, what you said, what he's meant to them. And also, he's the best pure hitter in baseball this year, and he has skills that should age relatively gracefully. I don't know if he'll repeat what he did in 2014 at any point by any stretch of the imagination, but that certainly has a skill set that should age particularly well. But, the other thing that comes out of this, it's a big investment on top of a pile of already big investments, and yet now we're hearing talk that, hey, maybe Max Scherzer, who a lot of people kind of wrote off if the Tigers did pursue Vic, maybe that's not totally out of the question. What's your read on the Scherzer situation with Scott Boras and the Tigers? They've obviously dealt with each other quite a bit in the past. It seems like every team you hear about is not interested in the top tier starting market. They publicly at least they say they're going to shy away from that, but somebody's going to sign these guys. Talk about Scherzer and Lester and Shields, and the Tigers have that built-in relationship with Max. What's the what's your thinking on that as we look ahead here?
I thought it was all but impossible when the season ended, especially given the way Dave Dombrowski characterized it at his season ender press conference, I guess about a month ago now. And now I can just, the signs out there, the slow developing market, the involvement of Mike Ilitch, Scott Boras' representation, and just, the possibility just seems to be incrementally growing here, where I don't think you can rule it out. I don't know if I could say it's on the verge of happening, but I think it's at least realistic to conceive it. Now, I think they would have to clear some hurdles to get something done. One thing that would be interesting to watch is that these guys traded for David Price in July in part to give them another frontline starter for for 2015 and the likelihood that Max Scherzer leaves. Well, you know, if Scherzer were to come back, can these guys afford, you know, to keep him and David Price, even if it's on a one-year basis? And, you know, quite frankly, it might be something that requires them to at least consider the potential of trading David Price or at least seeing what they could get for him or trying to do some other sort of payroll flexibility type thing. Because at some point soon, you know, it's not just about, how much Mike Ilitch is willing to spend to try to win. They're actually not that far off of the luxury tax limit, and it's something that they would have to start, you know, coming into consideration. Now, they haven't crossed that threshold in recent years. I think the only time they did it was in 2008, and that was under the previous collective bargaining agreement. But financially, it could take some maneuvering to get it done, but I think for a guy like Scherzer, you know, they know the pitcher, they know his history, they made an offer to him in the past. I think if anybody knows what they can get out of him, I think it's these guys.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, as you reported, I mean, with arbitration, they're looking at a $75 million rotation for next year without Scherzer. But the point you bring up about, hey, maybe they sign Scherzer and dangle Price, that might set them up better in the long term because you got Scherzer locked in long term, whereas Price is obviously just through next season, and bring back some young talent for an organization that needs young talent. That's an interesting option that I'm sure they're thinking about.
Yeah, for a $75 million rotation, and granted, if Scherzer signed, it would, even if you were to trade a guy like Price, then you'd be talking, assuming even if he, signed to the terms they offer in spring training, you'd be looking at, now you're talking, more like around like an $80 million rotation for your top four guys, or, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
But it's a long way from the days where, I remember, the early years when, Dave used to, Dombrowski used to go by the rule that you don't want one guy taking up more than, I think it was 15% of your payroll, because history shows it's hard to win a championship that way. Well, now it's kind of the flip side where you have so many different guys making a large sum of money that, they're all under contracts that would, seemingly go over the 15% threshold, with a lot of clubs, but with these guys, it's just, it kind of blends in. And again, I know we talk about it every year, but it's amazing the payroll that these guys are able to uphold, really going now on several years.
Yeah, and you got to give the fans credit for that as well. They definitely packed that place, and to their credit, they get behind this team, and it goes a long way. But as you mentioned, you got these gargantuan contracts to multiple guys on the roster, so you have to find value in other parts of the roster, and that kind of brings us to our next point here about the Anthony Ghost trade, another place where the Tigers and Dombrowski acted aggressively here this winter. We knew they needed to do something in the outfield. It remains to be seen if this is the extent of that, but for now, here's an interesting young kid who brings, again, that speed and defense element that's been emphasized a little bit more on this club the past calendar year, and a potential platoon partner with Rajay Davis has not hit at the big league level. Then again, he hasn't had extended opportunity at the big league level either. So Devon Travis, the second baseman, was – how long was he their top prospect for back? Like a couple minutes before he was traded for Ghost?
I believe Baseball America had him as their top prospect, about mid-morning. And then by the time, a lot of people went to bed, he was a Blue Jays prospect. I'd never seen anything like that before.
That's very funny. What do you think of the Ghost trade? I mean, this is not like high-profile, major, impactful stuff, but this is a guy who's pretty well-regarded prospect at one time. And again, add some athleticism to the picture.
Yeah, I think it fits the mold of what they were trying. trying to do. They wanted a young guy that they could slot into their, you know, into center field, you know, likely via trade. And not just for the cost controllable aspect, you know, to kind of, you know, help manage payroll that way, but also just history shows that, you know, the way Comerica Park plays, you need that super athletic, preferably speedy center fielder to cover a lot of ground and to try to cut off, you know, gappers to try to hold what would otherwise be triples in the doubles. And certainly he, you know, he fits that mold. Offensively, you know, I talked with Brad Ausmus about it, you know, the other day. You know, they think they see, you know, some fixes they can make to try to, you know, get his swing right and try to give him better chances. You know, is that going to be the cure-all? I don't know. It's an interesting resume because, you know, he hasn't hit at the major league level, obviously, but then when you look at his minor league numbers, you know, they're not really all that impressive from a batting average or on-base percentage standpoint either. It's going to be a little bit of a project for these guys, something that's a little unique for, you know, a win-now type of team. But it's something they were able to do with Austin Jackson in 2010 after he came over. Now, granted, Jackson had more of a history of hitting in the minors than Ghost did. But, you know, there are some people who would suggest that Ghost, at least from an athletic standpoint, has got more potential, you know, if you can just get him to put the ball in play more consistent.
Yeah. And obviously, in the outfield picture, Torii Hunter, they've had a conversation with Torii Hunter in the wake of the Victor signing that they're going to be moving on from him. Do you think their status quo now for the outfield, is this the outfield composition for 2015?
I'm not sure about that. You know, I'll believe it when I see it. They have guys who they can mix in there, you know, younger guys who could get a shot. You know, I don't know if that means that they wouldn't look at other chances to upgrade, you know, if there's an option there that makes sense. This might be one of those, you know, positions where you go past the holidays and you kind of see what's left out there. And you see if you can make a budget type of signing that makes sense, you know, at least in the short term to fill a spot, and at the very least give your team a placeholder until you have a better idea if Stephen Moya might be ready, you know, later in the year or maybe even earlier in the year, you know, depending on, you know, what he does in camp, or if Tyler Collins maybe has a chance to kind of grab that role. If you can mix and match in there, and you know, certainly if you can get Anthony Ghost to take the lion's share of playing time in center field, that would help too, because then you can move Roger Davis to right. But if you can mix and match, you can get some production there. It's something that Leland did to some extent in left field a few years ago with success. It's not something we've seen Brad Ausmus have to do a whole lot of. It would be interesting to see how he does it, because I know in the past he's talked about when he's looked at platoons, not necessarily looking at them from a strict lefty-righty standpoint.
Well, all I know is the Tigers did not take long to give us a lot to talk about here this hot stove season. They're going to remain a very interesting team going forward, and the Max Scherzer situation particularly would be very interesting to monitor here going forward. I want to thank Jason Beck for joining us, and thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, t-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.